This is Senator Al Simpson. Treasury Secretary Nick Brady just announced a very successful agreement between the United States and our fine neighbor Mexico to reduce the amount of Mexican debt. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, I commend my friend Nick Brady for coming up with a thoughtful plan to deal with countries who have been struggling to pay off debts owed to this country. The plan is designed to help strengthen a debtor country's economy while also slowly recovering some of the money loaned to them by the U.S. It is a bold, vital, and creative program now being put into effect for the first time in Mexico. It's not some quick-fix solution, but a creative, long-range goal that will economically assist and strengthen some of the world's more debt-ridden nations. With people pouring into our country daily, many illegally and solely in search of a better life, it is certainly encouraging to know there are steady efforts being made to improve the conditions in countries from which they come. Any thoughts on that one, Ted?
Al, it's too early to predict the effect of that debt agreement. It was a long time coming, so long, in fact, that the delay embarrassed President Bush on his trip to Europe by preventing him from announcing the agreement at the Paris Economic Summit. Still, it's a big step forward that the two sides could reach agreement at all, but the merits are less clear. Many of us felt that Mexico deserved more relief and that the U.S. banks drove too hard a bargain in the negotiations. In almost every respect, Mexico has become a model debtor. They've restructured their economy, reformed their political system, liberalized foreign trade and investment rules, and taken major steps to combat corruption. The United States has a vital interest in economic growth for Mexico. Debt relief is the key to growth. You refused to criticize the banks, Al, and Mexico got less relief than it deserved. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on compensating Japanese-American citizens wrongly interned in World War II. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.